हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर अवर संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम। सो टुडे द टॉपिक इज ओवरव्यू ऑफ भगवद गीता। एज वी नो दिस होल मंथ वी आर डिस्कसिंग अबाउट भगवद गीता। लेट मी आस्क ए क्वेश्चन, लेट मी अंडरस्टैंड हु द ऑडियंस हियर इज। How many of you have fully read Bhagavad Gita at least once? कितने लोगों ने गीता पूरा पढ़ा है एक बार? Please tell us. Okay. How many of you? Okay. Do not feel bad if I ask this question. How many of you chant Hare Krishna? Please raise hands. Okay. Thank you. Thank God. Okay. Because I was just coming for the class and you know what somebody said, Prabhuji, Sunday ko koi class sunne nahi aata hai, sab prasad khane aate hain. So I thought, let me find out, you know, what is the understanding of this audience? But looks like we have a good interested audience. Let's see what was the audience of Srila Prabhupada in the early days. Srila Prabhupada in 1965-66, when he is sitting in Bauri, he is giving class. And at one time, one of the news reporter comes to know that he has started three times in a week Bhagavad Gita class. Monday, Wednesday and Friday. And some of the crowd is coming regularly. By the way, how many of you come here every Sunday to hear class in the afternoon? Now these people were coming almost regularly, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, 3 days to hear Bhagavad Gita. And one time one reporter became very curious and he walked in. He wanted to know what Swamiji is saying. So he entered the hall, the room where the lecture was supposed to be held. And as soon as he entered, he saw all the shoes were kept outside. So he asked one of the person, should I keep the shoes out? And nobody answered. And different people were sitting in different directions doing different things. Now imagine if the speaker comes to Radha Gopinath temple hall and all the men, half the men are facing Hanumanji, half Garudji, and Matajis are all facing each other and in different directions. And some people are lying on the floor and somebody is looking at the deities. Will the speaker be inspired? And here Prabhupada, in that hall, different people are sitting in different directions and doing different things. And this reporter who enters, he gets curious, what are they doing? And finally he finds his way to Swamiji's room and he goes to the room and he asks, should I take off my shoes? Swami, who told you to take off? Just come like that. And he comes inside and Srila Prabhupada, and he asks Srila Prabhupada, what are your students doing? And imagine what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, I have no idea what they are doing. I am trying to explain them since last several months, but they are not understanding and doing their own thing. So after hearing three times Bhagavad Gita, three times in a week coming for the class, they are sitting and doing their own thing. No idea what Prabhupada is trying to teach them. It was so difficult to get the message of Bhagavad Gita in their heart. Because the message of Bhagavad Gita, to understand, it takes a certain level of purity in the consciousness. It is not something which we can learn by paying fees. One person came to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur very big, influential, famous person. And he said, oh, I have many questions. He wanted to ask many things. And he said, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur directed him to his disciples who were doing some menial services, some washing services. And he went and started assisting them. Clean, go and do some seva. Do not ask questions. First do some seva. He did seva and he came out. And then after the seva, he was asked, any questions? All my questions are solved. So yes, a lot of understanding of Bhagavad Gita develops by the process of seva, submission, service. This is not a theoretical knowledge which just develops by reading. Otherwise, so many scholars would have read and understood. Another time, Srila Prabhupada in America, he was trying to explain the power of holy place. Tirtha. He said, Tirth Sthan, you does not become holy just by the presence of some holy kunds. You go and take bath and it becomes holy. The main holiness, the main purity of Tirth Sthan depends upon holy people. And holy people have so much influence, purity in the holy place. So one lady who was sitting in the audience, she said, oh yes, Srila Prabhupada, holy place has lot of magnetism. As soon as she said magnetism, Prabhupada said, yes, Vrindavan has so much magnetism. When I was in Vrindavan, I did not want to come, and now I am missing Vrindavan so much. I really want to go back to Vrindavan. Now look at this. Srila Prabhupada has come all the way from India to America to tell all the people in all different countries, especially in America, that preach the message of Bhagavad Gita. He has come for their sake, not for himself. He has not come for sightseeing. Let's go at that age and see America. And here is sitting and this lady is asking, Prabhupada is trying to tell her, Vrindavan has so much magnetism. And this lady said, so then why did you come here? Who told you to come here? Why did you leave Vrindavan and come here? She's not understanding why Prabhupada has come to convince them about the message of Bhagavad Gita. She's thinking, and she's telling, better you go back to Vrindavan. So it's not easy to understand Bhagavad Gita. It takes a lot of purity and eagerness for this message. Let us go. Now we have overview and we have very less time. First I thought there's a drama, so I was thinking of coming half an hour later, and suddenly I realized there's no drama, so I came rushing. But in one sense, nice, we can cover some more chapters. Overview of Bhagavad Gita. How many chapters Bhagavad Gita has? 32, right? Okay, I give you choice. 7, 10, 12, 19. So 18 chapters we have. Let us start from the... Now, last few weeks, we are discussing 5 topics of Bhagavad Gita. Yes, we have discussed 3 topics. Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti. Right? We have these topics, Kala and Karma. So today, we are discussing an overview. Now, in the overview, we'll directly go chapter by chapter, and I'll just discuss every chapter for a few minutes and see what's there in every chapter. First chapter. The first chapter of Bhagavad Gita is called as Sainya Darshan or Arjuna Vishad Yoga. Sainya Darshan or Arjuna Vishad Yoga. Now, if you see the name of the chapter, it can be named both ways. The first 27 verses is referred to as Sainya Darshan, where Arjun on the battlefield is taking Darshan. Like we all are taking Darshan. I am taking Darshan. So many people have assembled here and we are watching who all have assembled. Now here Arjun is taking Darshan who has assembled in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And therefore first 27 verses in detail describe who all are assembled. Atra Shura Maheshwasha Bhima Arjuna Samayudha. Bhima Arjuna, here are great warriors like Bhima and Arjuna. Ayaneshu Sarveshu Yathabhagam Avasthita. In detail verses, Pandavas are described, Kauravas are described, what's happening. And after that, in detail, it is described how in Pandava's army there are so many signs of good fortune, so many signs that Pandavas will be surely, for sure, victorious. Jeet jayenge, koi unko hara nahi sakta. It is very clearly seen there. In fact, Duryodhan can see that. Kauravas can see that. All the Kauravas, their hearts are shattered as soon as Pandavas blow conch shells. Keval unke shankh bajane se unka dil baith jata. And in detail, it is mentioned, Panchajanyam Rishikesho. Each conch shell is mentioned. Look at the conch shell. Panchajanyam Rishikesho. Rishikesh, the master of the senses, the controller of the senses, the controller of the whole cosmos, is sitting there on the chariot and has blown his conch shell to shatter the heart. Devadattam Dhananjaya. And now Dhananjaya is there, Arjun is there, who collected vast amount of wealth for Yudhishthir. That Arjun is there. Dhananjaya. And he is blowing his conch shell. Bhima Karma Vrikodara. Poundram Dat Bhima Karma, he is blowing his conch shell. Who is blowing? Not some ordinary name is told. Tommy, Shami, Changu, Mangu, nothing like that. Bhima Karma, a very specific word is used. Bhima Karma means Herculean tasks. One who performs Herculean tasks, he blows his conch shell. And then after that, further down it says, Atha vyavasthitan drishtva dhartarashtran kapidvaja. And Hanumanji himself has come and sat on the chariot of Arjun, roaring loudly and scaring the heart of Kauravas, shattering the heart of Kauravas, of the enemies. And look at the chariot. Look at the chariot which is given to Arjun. And look at Arjuna's weapons, the highly divine weapons. And look at Arjuna's horses. That's not ordinary. Very special horses, chariot given by Agnidev. Agni, such kind of power is mentioned. And when this Sainya Darshan is described in 27 verses, immediately at one point in 27th, 28th verse, the scene changes. Because Arjun is looking at the army not with the eyes of knowledge but with the eyes of ignorance. Temporarily he is covered with ignorance. Especially those who are wearing specs, they can understand what it means to take it off. I request some of you, please take it off and see what it means. Can you see anything on the screen out there? Can you take darshan? Nothing. Everything looks, and those who have higher power can understand what I am saying. I mean, you can't make out anything. You can't make out whether a person is a male or a female or nothing. You can only see color if you do not have color blindness. Nothing. The moment the something which gives you vision is missing, situation becomes fearful. Imagine sometime light, I remember one time, if you remember many years back, there was a blackout. Everything, the whole temple was shut down, all the lights were off because of some terrorist attack, a lot of problems in the Mumbai roads, and all the lights were off. And when all the lights were off, dense dark, no light was allowed. I remember the whole courtyard was dark, all the lobbies, all the front garden, everything was dark. And it becomes fearful, the dark situation. But the moment you have light of knowledge, all the fear goes away. Now this chapter shows that how Arjun is in such a situation where is so many signs of victory, fortune, all happiness. But when he sees with ignorance, when he doesn't have proper vision, he gets so scared, he gets full of fear. And he says, Drishtvemam Swajanam Krishna Yuyutsam Samupasthitam Sidanti Mama Gatrani Mukham Cha Parashushyati. My mouth is drying up. My mouth is also drying up. Just give me a minute.
excuse me.
My mouth is drying up, my hands are trembling. Hands are trembling. And my Gandiva bow is slipping from my hand and my skin is burning. All the signs of fortune, everything was there. Kauravas are shattered and Pandavas, Arjun is full of illusion at that time. Full of fear. It is said anybody, the people are quite confused. We all get confused in this world. Anybody who doesn't have eyes of knowledge will be covered by three diseases. Listen to this. Three diseases, and this will be visible at the end of chapter 18, that how this is solved. The three problems of living entities: Shoka, Moha and Bhaya. Shoka is lamentation. Always lamenting. Always complaining. Everything is full of fortune. Everything is so wonderful, but always complaining. Moha, illusion, attachment, and bhaya, always fearful. I was reading, I'll just read you something, just see what we are bombarded by. You know, in the computer sometimes you said that, send me the breaking news from Times of India. And I thought, let me just set and see what comes. And I was looking at the news which they send. The only thing which they can see in the whole world to send to us and read, what is the most important thing to read in the whole cosmos? 21 minutes ago, see what happened. This is what I'm saying. When you see with the eyes of ignorance, you can only see bhaya and shoka. AIADMK, right? Claims 470 people have died of grief and shock over Jayalalita's death. That is the first news. 45 minutes ago, traffic movement on Srinagar Leh Highway remains suspended following overnight snowfall. 10:24 a.m., few hours back, cyclone expected to make landfall near Chennai on Monday. Another fear given. 10:09 a.m. mega block, maybe you have experienced this, on Thane Kalyan down fast line. After that there is a 4 points on mega block and rail block and different things. Not even a single good news is given. Look at the next. Woman and policeman, 9:48 a.m. Aji, killed in firing by criminals in Deep Vihar area of Delhi. 8:32 a.m. Look at this. What is bombarded upon us? What kind of news? Over 30 are dead as Kenya petrol tanker crashes. 8:14 a.m. An earthquake of magnitude 4.2 occurred in Meghalaya's West Khasi Hill. 10:34 p.m. last night. Amount of 8 crore expected, raided. Of at least 2 crores in the new notes. 7:57 p.m. yesterday. Last night. Rupees 82 lakh in new currency seized near Hyderabad. How fortunate. 4 are held as police seize. My God, one after another. 4.5 lakh in fake 2000 notes in Punjab's Sangrur area. 6 dead and 25 injured after a bus overturns in Bihar's Nalanda area. I can go on. There's a long list out here. That's the only scene. And what's our news? We start Mangal Aarti after Mangal Aarti. Yesterday's book distribution score. 400 bombs dropped in Nagpur area in the form of Bhagavad Gita. 300 bombs dropped in, I don't know what all they were reading today, around 3,000 books were distributed. and hoping out of 3,000, the next news would be 100 people out of 3,000 tried to open Bhagavad Gita. Some good news. And then out of 100, 50 understood one verse of Bhagavad Gita. Good news, very good news. Happy. Kisi ko to samjha. Bahu naam janma naam, bahu manushya naam sa shesh. And out of that, 5 people started chanting Hare Krishna. And out of that, one person has promised in next birth he will chant 16 rounds. You see? Even if somebody gives like that, because nowadays so difficult, people read Bhagavad Gita, but some people are miracle. I met one person today morning at 7 o'clock. Now this is the news. When your eyes are not covered by ignorance, you see all bliss everywhere. You see everything. Everything is positivity. When you preach, one person takes Bhagavad Gita, you feel happy. He has read Bhagavad Gita. One person came to me this morning and I was asking him, which books have you read? And I was not expecting that he will say even a single book, because it's so difficult somebody read books nowadays. He said, I have read 5 to 6 Prabhupada small books, and I have read this book, and I have read this book, and now I am reading Srimad Bhagavatam first canto. And he's just like few months devotee. I said, wow, this is the news should be printed now. This is the news should be given. Okay, look at this, signs of victory. What gives hope to a conditioned soul? And because people do not read Gita, do not read Bhagavad, do not read scriptures, look at the kind of news which overwhelms them. I went to one lady's house, morning to evening her television is on, and she's an elderly lady, husband is out most of the time, and she's whole day watching television, and television is bombarding her. Since last 6 years, that's what she's doing whole day. And then she calls me and tells me I'm under depression. What else do you expect? Every 3 minutes something like this comes up. And when Arjuna heard Bhagavad Gita, I think we should go further, right? First chapter. When Arjuna heard full Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, what did Arjuna say? Nashta moho smritir labdhva tvat prasadat maya achyuta. Nashta moho, mera moho nashta ho gaya hai. Mere jeevan ka sab confusion chala gaya hai. I have come back to my senses. All my senses had become paralyzed. I didn't know which direction to take. Gandivam sram sate hastat. Gandiva bow was slipping from my hand. But now, tvat prasadat, because I have heard Bhagavad Gita, I have become very confident about my duties. That's why there's so many wonderful stories about Arjuna's valor. Very fixed in his duties. Power of Bhagavad Gita. But anyway, that comes in 18th chapter. Let us go back to 1st chapter. Arjuna Vishad. Vishad means lamentation. When Arjuna is crying, confused. And then it goes to chapter 2. Where Krishna plans, let us finish Gita. Ek chapter mein ho jayega. So therefore we have the summary, contents of Gita summarized. And the first thing, the first subject which is discussed is Guru. Need of surrender to a spiritual master. Very important. And the first thing which Sri Krishna does, when Arjuna is giving all wonderful arguments, why I should not fight, what should be my plan of life, very nicely analyzed, with compassion, with soft-heartedness, with clear consciousness, he has given so many wonderful logic, how he should plan his life. And Krishna says, all you are saying is bogus. He says, Klaibhya masma gama partha na etatvai upapadyate. He says, but you are speaking like an impotent hridaya daurbalyam. Your heart is so weak. You are so attached. You are under material compassion. And when such kind of chastisement is given, Arjun can't handle it. So Srila Prabhupada explains in some purports that one of the first thing which a guru does, a spiritual master does, is he chastises. He corrects. He rectifies. That's why the first thing which is just, and Arjuna cannot handle it. Why I am chastised like this? Srila Prabhupada made this point very clear in many of his lectures. The right mood in approaching a guru. Sometimes one may approach a guru in the mood of a friendship. Okay, like Krishna was approached by Arjun in the mood of friendship. Okay, he is my friend who has very kindly decided to become my charioteer. Mera sarthi ban gaye hain, okay, mujhse vishesh prem hai. But he has forgotten what is Krishna's position. So therefore he has taken Krishna very cheaply like a friend, and when Krishna takes the position of a guru and suddenly chastises, he cannot handle. Srila Prabhupada, one time sitting on a public program where thousands and thousands of people are sitting there, and he is giving lecture and he is establishing in the lecture that spiritual master, what is the right mood to understand Gita? So right mood to understand Gita is submission. So when he is speaking about it, one fellow walks right on the stage and right comes to him, and Srila Prabhupada said, come and take the seat. Disciples are bewildered. Why in front of thousands of people, such an important program to make a good impression in the public, Srila Prabhupada takes a person who is not at all apparently cultured, very poorly dressed, sits, make him sit on the Vyas Asana, and gives him the mic. And he asks, so, Swamiji, I'm not sure what he called, Swamiji or what. He said, so, have you seen God? Are you self-realized? And Srila Prabhupada, very confidently, yes, I am self-realized. I have seen something, seen God or self-realized. So he's taken aback. I mean, he was not expecting. People ask this, right? Sometimes you are preaching and people ask, so, have you seen God? So many years you are practicing. And it becomes difficult to say, oh, yeah, I have seen God. So, have you seen it? Prabhupada said, yes. He said, okay, next question. When was Bhagavad Gita written? They say 5,000 years ago, but I have heard 2,000 years, something figure he gives. Srila Prabhupada said, first you answer my question, what is the right mood to understand Bhagavad Gita? He says, no, Swamiji, first you answer my question. Prabhupada says, no, first you answer my question. And then a whole conflict happens. Now thousands of people are there. He says, first you answer, no, you answer my question. And all the people get bewildered. Why Swamiji is getting so angry? Srila Prabhupada takes that whole kind of, risk or that whole scene he creates just to make a point to the audience that you cannot approach Guru in a challenging spirit and understand Bhagavad Gita. The moment your spirit turns into a challenge, all the knowledge gets blocked. All the revelation gets closed. Submissive spirit. So Krishna chastises and Arjuna immediately comes back. How can you say that? How can you chastise me? What do you... Will you do that? Will you kill your teacher? Will you kill your elders? And Krishna says, and then Arjuna gets completely confused. The more he becomes argumentative, the more he argues, the more he gets confused. And he humbly surrenders. Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava prichhami tvam dharma sammura cheta. I am bewildered. I am confused. I need a guide. I need a teacher. I need to become your disciple. You guide me. Which path to take? I am completely confused. And that is the time Krishna starts guiding him. And the first thing which Krishna does, Lord Krishna, first thing he does is he dismantles all the bodily conception. And second chapter is all about that. Dismantling the bodily conception. He tells, what is your identity? He speaks some very beautiful verses here. Please recite. Na tu evaham jatu nasam. Na tvam neme janadipa. Na cha eva bhavishyama. Sarve vayam ataparam.
Dehino asmin yatha dehe. Kaumaram yauvanam jara. Tatha dehantara praptir. Dhiras tatra namuyati.
The very first basis he establishes, you are not the body but spirit soul. Dehino as natu evaham jatu nasam. Never was there a time when you did not exist. Never was there a time when I did not exist. Never was there a time when all these kings assembled did not exist. We are all eternal spirit souls. And then he says, just like a person passes from boyhood to youth to old age, one is not bewildered. Similarly, when a spirit soul passes, kaumaram yauvanam jara tatha dehantara prapti, jab deha badalta hai, when the changes of this world take place, dhiras tatra na muhyati. A sober person does not get bewildered. You know that famous, there used to be a famous Hindi song in the old days. I don't know, is Raj Kapoor or someone. Ik din bik jayega maati ke mol, jag mein reh jayenge pyare tere bol. What is the next line? Anyway, forget it. Do not think about it too much. Otherwise you will enter the scenes of the movie only. Right? I mean, you know, when Srila Prabhupada was speaking Gita in the early days, many people used to come as if they have come to watch a movie. They were not thinking, I have to take this seriously. And at times, Prabhupada would become demanding. He says, somebody was opening some book while Prabhupada giving lecture, and Prabhupada said, what are you doing there? He would demand attention. Close the book. Hear me. He was pleading, come on, take this message seriously. We were talking to somebody, and a nice example was, you know, one time, I think last Sunday or one of the days, somebody gave a class and they were mentioning this example that how Srila Prabhupada sent one of his disciples to one program. And he gives a lecture there on how everything is not one. So somebody is preaching, everything is one. And this disciple puts this point. He says, you are saying everything is one. If I give you, I guess stool, what was the example? Stool and halwa. He said, if I give you stool and if I give you halwa, is that one? And the person was taken aback. What kind of example is that? So they came to Swamiji complaining. Look at your disciples. What kind of gross examples they give? Stool and halwa? I mean, I'm sure none of us became so gross before we in speaking these examples. You know, who would speak like this? And then we have a whole graphic example of a dry stool and a wet stool and a juicy stool, right? No, he's telling matter is matter. Mati ke mol, everything will turn into dust. Now somebody was giving an example to another fellow. So I like that example. He said, you are so fond of your face. Imagine somebody passing a urine on the dust, on the floor. And your body, this is also gross and very kind of, your whole body will turn into dust. Now imagine somebody passes urine on your face. I said, wow, that's a very, how can you? And he said, imagine the same body turns into a dust. Matter into matter. Some gross examples like that. Now Bhagavad Gita actually boils down everything. The whole material world is nothing but a combination of matter and spirit. And matter from dust goes to dust. Shri Krishna, first thing he establishes, please understand your identity. And in detail, in 20 verses, Dehi Nityam Abhadyoham Dehi Sarvasya Bharata. He says, at least 5 or 6 verses. I have it here. One second. 5 or 6 verses, he systematically dismantles a bodily conception and he says, avyaktoyam achantyoyam avikaryoyam uchyate tasmat evam viditvainam nanu shochitum arhasi nanu shochitum. He says, once you understand spirit, soul, your identity, what is your real state of existence, nanu shochitum arhasi, you do not lament. The next verse, athachainam nityajatam nainam shochitum arhasi, again नैना शोचितु महर्षि, ऐसे लोग शोक नहीं करते भौतिक स्थिति के लिए. Sometimes lots of money and sometimes demonetization and all the money is gone. Now here he is telling one does not shock. So somebody was telling, प्रभु जी आपके लिए आसान है ना, क्योंकि मुफ्त का खा रहे हो आप तो यहां बैठ के. अरे उनसे पूछो जो कमा रहे हैं कितना एंजाइटी होता है. Somebody was telling last week, many people are going to commit suicide very soon. So much stress will come. Material changes causes stress. But Krishna is telling, one who understands the constant changing nature of material world does not lament. Nayana shochitum arhasi. And in 5 or 6 verses, same point. Why are you having shok? Why are you lamenting? Why are you complaining so much? Because we have gone into bodily conception. Nature of spirit soul is satchid ananda, full of bliss. I was giving a lecture in Mira Road at one program, Journey of Self-Discovery course. And I like to quote this because how I was giving that class and I was explaining the science of transmigration. And I showed a video on the screen. A video of a lady who remembers suddenly her past life. And when I showed the video, I was just trying to show the video and immediately half the video was over and then one man got up and his two daughters were sitting there. He said, Prabhuji, video band karo, I will tell you the full story. I said, maybe you have seen on YouTube. He said, that girl you are talking about is in my family. And I know the full story, how she recalled her past life. And when she came to Mathura searching for her past home, and she came to know what she was in the past life and how she died giving birth to the son. You can find this video on YouTube. And he told me the whole story. And then at the end, I had displayed a whole picture, family picture. And he came in the front and he was showing us. Ye uski mami hai, ye uska chacha hai, ye uske uncle hai, ye uske dade. Pura ka pura family lineage bata diya. I was shocked. And then he said, you know what that girl did? After she remembered her past life and she remembered how this material world is constantly changing, so flickering, tatha dehantara praptir, she renounced everything and completely absorbed herself in bhajan, in Vrindavan, because she understood there's no point investing your emotions in this fleeting material world. Therefore that beautiful bhajan is there, bhajau re mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Now, what happened when we hear such kind of things? Immediately the next thought which comes, renounce everything. Give up family. Give up your job. Give up everything. Just go to Vrindavan. And you see people moving around with the t-shirt, I lost my heart in Vrindavan. As if it is so easy to lose your heart in Vrindavan. But it's good to have those t-shirts, nothing wrong with that. I lost my heart in Vrindavan. And there are more fancy lines, I don't remember. Some very beautiful statements are there. And the first thing which will happen is, I do not want to do my prescribed duty. So then the third chapter, Karma Yoga. The full chapter focuses on how sticking to one's prescribed duty, however painful it might be, is very important. The full chapter, I will not discuss all these points. If you want, you can have a look at some of these points. But as you see, I have highlighted the word prescribed duty. Nirdharit kartavya of your particular ashram. Very important. Krishna says to Arjuna, if you do not do your prescribed duty, bhojan bhi nahi milega. Khana nahi milega. If somebody is attached to body, खाना तो चाहिए, उसके लिए कमाना पड़ेगा, कुछ तो काम करना पड़ेगा. Something you will have to do. या तो कमाओ या लेक्चर दो, right? कुछ तो करो, कुछ तो प्रचार करो, नहीं तो भोजन बंद हो जाएगा, right? So something you have to do. Now the interesting point here is, so therefore when somebody is attached to food, he needs to work. I remember one time we went to Rajasthan in one yatra in 2007 or 8, I guess. And one day we were told, pura Bhagwan pe bharosa karo. Kuch kisi se khane ko nahi mangna. Aur aap keval, right, somebody was, you remember that? Some of us were there around 25-30. And the leader said, kuch khane ko nahi mangna. Let Krishna provide. And I am telling you, it's not easy. It doesn't always happen. Unless we are like Raghunath Das Goswami or somebody who can live on little something every 3-4 days. Kuch nahi mangna, just jap karo aur kirtan karo. To ye sun ke maine jap thoda zyada kar liya. Khane ko milega. We did kirtan also. Lot of kirtan. Pure gaon ko nachaya. Sab log dance kiye. Bahut kirtan kiya. कीर्तन के बाद लेक्चर देने को बोला तो लेक्चर हमने तो नहीं दिया, किसी ने लेक्चर भी दिया, सब हो गया. तो बाद में सोचा कोई तो पूछेगा आप भूखे हैं क्या, तो किसी ने पूछा ही नहीं. एंड देन वी आर गोइंग हाउस टू हाउस, देन समबडी सेड कम एंड दे थॉट दे आर साधुज. यू नो इन भागवतम वी रीड सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज ऑफर्ड मिल्क व्हेन यू नो साधु ट्रेवल्स. दे ऑफर्ड अस हाफ कप मिल्क. The young sadhus, 25-30 years old, with such a big belly they want to eat. and they are offering us half cup milk. And then I said, अरे उसको बोलो इसमें शक्कर तो डालो. He said, नहीं कुछ मांगना नहीं. And we got little sugar. That also, another house they didn't have much to give, they give sugar. Of course, Rajasthan people are very hospitable. They're ready to serve whatever they want. I said, but you tell them. First thing Krishna says, agar bhojan chahiye, to kaam to karna padega. Arjun says, nahi chahiye bhojan. Fal phool pe reh lenge. We will just fal jungle mein kuch ahar dhoond lenge. I don't need those things. Krishna says, even if you are self-realized, even if you are on the platform of perfection, work for my sake. Work to set an example and work for my sake. But do not give a prescribed duty. The whole chapter is focused on prescribed duty. Log bolte hain, Gita mein kidhar likha hai ki sadhu ban jao, naam jap karo. To un log ki prasanta ke liye, we are very clearly saying the whole third chapter is focusing on stick on your prescribed duty. But first understand what is prescribed duty. Nirdharit kartavya hai kya? First understand which ashram you belong to and what is your duty. But you can't escape the duties. You can't, the whole Varnashram institution is designed in such a way that you can't escape the duties of a particular ashram. Some people were coming to this temple last, I was noticing them. Monday they are here to hear katha, Tuesday they are here, Thursday they are here, hafte mein 3-4 baar katha mein aa jate hain. मैं बोला बड़ा टेस्ट आ गया, क्या बात है, 4 महीने में बड़ी कृपा हो गई. सो मच टेस्ट दे हैव, लॉट ऑफ मर्सी दे गॉट. एंड देन आई केम टू नो फ्रॉम द फैमिली दैट दिस इज अ वेरी गुड आइडिया विच दे हैव फाउंड टू एस्केप फ्रॉम द ड्यूटीज. काम नहीं करना है चलो मंदिर चले जाते हैं, पढ़ाई नहीं करना है चलो मंदिर चले जाते हैं. सबको लगेगा बहुत भक्ति कर रहे हैं. Right? A lazy person chooses, finds an excuse how to use Krishna consciousness as an excuse to escape duties. And these people were coming and I am thinking, wow, so much taste is there. Kitne bhagyashali hai, badi kripa mil rahi hai. But that's not kripa. And Krishna is telling, we have to stick to our prescribed duty. Shri Prabhupada asks, a devotee, what is a devotee? Devotee is like Arjun, a warrior. Very pakka in his prescribed duty. So Krishna is telling Arjun, do prescribed duty. And if you are a self-realized person, you are perfect, still meri khatir, for me you do. And he says, maya saktam No, what is that? Mai sarvani karmani sanyasadhyatma chetasa. Adhyatma chetasa. Link your consciousness to me. And for my sake, please. Like emotional blackmail thoda karte hain. Mai sarvani, mere liye karo. And Arjuna feels, still I am not eager. Yes, I understand I should do it for you, but still I do not want. And then Krishna raises this last point. He says, any desire of not doing your prescribed duty, any desire to escape from prescribed duty is nothing else but lust. And somehow you have to fight that lust by the help of transcendental intelligence, transcendental knowledge. Fight out. Very difficult to follow the rules and regulations. Apna bhautik kartavya bhi karo, jap bhi karo. A simple thing, you know, Mangal Aarti. I'll ask some of you, tell me frankly, how many of you find, especially as January approaches, it becomes a little cold in the morning, how many of you find really difficult to wake up in the morning? Raise hands. बाकी लोग नहीं है, बाकी लोग बड़े तंदुरुस्त हैं, कोई हाथ खड़े नहीं कर रहे आधे लोग. वेरी गुड. अ सिंपल थिंग लाइक वेकिंग अप इन द मॉर्निंग इज सो डिफिकल्ट. वन डिवोटी वाज टेलिंग वेदर आई स्लीप 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, आई विल वेक अप एट 9 o'clock. मेरी आंख 9 बजे ही खुलेगी. Because we were saying, okay, you sleep at 1 o'clock, so maybe you can sleep early. Prabhuji, whatever. I am disciplined, very disciplined. 9 baje hi uthunga main. You see my sadhana chart. 9 a.m. is my wake up time. Difficult. Inner strength is not there. Completely conditioned to body. When somebody is under the influence of lust, you tell him, come on, this is your prescribed duty. No, cannot do. And somebody who is beyond bodily conception, who is fully attached to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, I guess he was in Vrindavan and he was very, very sick. I'm not sure where he was, but very, very sick. Could not even get up from the bed. And we have seen many great souls like that. Could not even get up from the bed. And the governor of the state was coming to meet him. And everybody was wondering how he's going to meet and how he's going to make it up. And when the governor came, he just woke up and was nothing, and all the disciples brought him out, and in front of governor he was standing right, perfect. Met him, Hare Krishna, brought him, took full prasadam with him. And when he was not eating properly for a few days, and not took a full meal with him, offered full hospitality, and after saying goodbye, as soon as he was gone, immediately he collapsed. No strength. The more one is attached to Krishna, the more one increases their attachment, the more one can come out one's bodily conditionings. There is no other way. I was telling somebody simple. I said, just waking up in the morning, if it is very difficult, read Prabhupada books. Create a drive to get attached to holy name. Hear about holy name. Hear about the glories of Mangal Aarti. The more you hear, the more you can fight out your bodily conditionings. One devotee I was meeting in one ISKCON temple, he was telling, for last 28 to 30 years, not even a single Mangal Aarti has been missed. Not even a single Mangal Aarti. And one time he was operated for something, and next morning he told the doctors, take me on wheelchair or bed, whatever, on Mangal Aarti. Now who would have, I'm sure some of you would have fever, and in fever, you know, you feel, how to chant 16 rounds. Some people give Sunday off 16 rounds. Sunday vacation. I was shocked when somebody told me, Sunday off. Ek din bhakti ko bhi off hona chahiye. Here are people, after getting operated, they are not missing Mangal Aarti. I mean, it's so strange to find out what kind of drive these people have, these personalities have. Krishna says, if you have lust, if you can't do your prescribed duty, fight out by transcendental intelligence. Cultivate transcendental knowledge. And therefore, he takes us to the chapter 4. And chapter 4 is all about transcendental knowledge. Chapter 3 is all about prescribed duty. And chapter 4 is all about transcendental knowledge. But who can access this transcendental knowledge? A knowledge about Krishna's birth and activities. The famous verse comes. Please recite. I don't have it on the screen. Janma karma cha me divyam.
janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tatvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so arjuna.
One who understands my birth and activities. See, some people have difficulty with the sadhana. Some people cannot do their material duties. Ya to bilkul idhar, ya bilkul udhar. Very difficult to balance.
He says, cultivate transcendental knowledge, which comes from spiritual master.
Another verse. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina. A tattva darshina has seen and he can guide us, take guidance from spiritual master how to practice this transcendental knowledge with shraddha. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam tatparah samayatendriya jnanam labdhva param shantim achirenadi gachati.
But who can access this transcendental knowledge? Who can fight out lust? Who can make himself fixed on the path of bhakti? Who can experience the spiritual bliss? Who can experience the whole spiritual world? Shraddhavan. One who has faith in spiritual master. One who has faith in the teachings of the parampara. Shraddhavan. Labhate jnanam. Faithful. I was hearing one story of Jesus Christ. One person was brought to him. And he was, I guess it's Jesus, yeah. One person was brought to him and he was very sick. He was not assimilating anything. Whatever he eats, not getting any benefit. So Jesus Christ said, fast for 3 days. Now, sometimes, you know, we tell somebody, like, you tell someone to fast and the person feels in sickness, already so weak, nothing enough fast. Inconceivable. Why fast? And not 1 day, not 2 days, not 3 days. So everybody was upset. Why is telling to fast? But the candidate had faith. Just fast. Do not eat anything. This is fast. And when he was fasting, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. See, sometimes instructions come, we cannot understand, we cannot digest. Why this instruction? Chanting Hare Krishna needs faith. Every day give 2 hours, needs faith. Day after day, year after year, chant Hare Krishna, needs faith. Look at the person who has 28, and I was told in the same temple, Mangal Arati in the same temple, 28 years. Needs faith in the deities, attachment to the deities, needs faith. What kind of faith would be there? 3 days fast, he had faith. On the third day, he brought a glass of hot milk covered with cream and butter and cherry. I am adding a little bit. And cashew and raisins. What else you'd like to have? Yes? He told something favorite. And he added all this. And then he kept the cup just close to the mouth of the person. Interesting story. And people were thinking, why is he torturing so much? Maybe some of your mouth is already watering. Kept so close. Abhi to pass mein rakha bhi nahi hai. Kept so close, and this person was told, do not drink. And gradually, a big worm which was surviving in the stomach came out. Came out of the mouth and he just pulled it out like that. Doctors can understand something like that, you know. He pulled it like that. And then it said, now you can drink. Because whatever he was eating was completely destroyed by the worms in the stomach. Now you drink this.
It required faith. But when you follow certain instructions, and this was inconceivable, such a thing can also happen. Now, I'm not sure if you want to try this when you have worms in the stomach. Keep a glass or something. But now it required faith and it required controlled senses. Shraddhavan labate jnanam tat parah samaya tendriya. Senses should be controlled and faith should be there. Achirena adhi gacchati, without any delay, you will get success in transcendental knowledge. That's how chapter 4 ends. But if you are doubting soul, if you always doubt in the instruction, you cannot understand. And then he says, if you are going to follow these instructions, what is going to happen? Chapter 5. Karma Yoga, action in Krishna consciousness. That's how Srila Prabhupada has named in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5. And he gives two examples there. One verse he quotes, Lord Krishna says, Brahmani adhaya karmani sangam tyaktva karotiya lipyate na sapapena padma patram ivambhasa. 10th verse in the 5th chapter. This is anybody who is fixed in transcendental knowledge, Brahmani adhaya karmani, who has taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, who has taken shelter of that boat of Lord's lotus feet, which takes one from this side, material the ocean or the material world to the spiritual world. One who has taken shelter, lipyate na sa papena, even while getting engaged in the duties of this world, he does not get entangled. Lipyate na sa papena. Even amidst the most peaceless, most disturbed, even in the most disturbing conditions, he can remain completely peaceful. Because he has fixed his consciousness on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I was reading another story. There's a king who declared a competition. Make a painting. He called all the artists. You see, all these beautiful paintings are there. Such wonderful paintings. He said, make a painting which shows peace. Absolute peace. Different people brought paintings. Somebody brought painting of a forest. Somebody brought a painting of a beautiful lake, pond. Somebody brought a peaceful mountain. Somebody brought a mother sitting peacefully with the child and offering love to the child. One person, the king of all the paintings, picked up one painting. And everybody was shocked. And that painting was showing everything is in trouble. There is lightning, there is thunderbolt, there is heavy rains, there is waterfall. Everything is disturbed in the surrounding. And people are wondering, why did you select that painting? He said, look at this. See this waterfall? Heavy waterfall. So much sound. No living entity is able to survive behind the waterfall. Just see carefully. Behind the waterfall, there is a rock. In the rock, there is a crack. In the crack, there is a small plant there. And in that, the birds have made a small nest. And in that nest, one bird is peacefully sitting there and enjoying the peace. So the king said, peace is not about external in peace. Peace is your internal is in peace. In spite of all disturbance outside, internal surrounding is peaceful. And that is what the Gita is. Look at this 5.29, that verse, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam, Lord Krishna tells, it's amazing, Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna, I will teach you how to be peaceful in a battlefield. Surprising. Koi yudh bhumi mein kabhi shant raha hai kya? You will be in the battlefield fighting all the wars, all the battles, fighting with all the warriors. People are shooting arrows at you, all the troubles, but your inside is peaceful. Shantim Richati. If your consciousness is fixed in the Supreme. Therefore, devotees are very particular how they fix their consciousness. The whole life may go topsy-turvy, but they do not disturb their chanting. We can see, if you are chanting, those who keep everything perfect, but chanting all disturbed, very soon life gets disturbed. But those who chant very attentively, who hear very attentively, in spite of all disturbance, people take, what kind of pains people take? One devotee, Anand Vrindavan Prabhu was telling us some nice incidents of some devotees. I am sure he must have told many people how these devotees take. He was telling this one devotee who travels a long distance, 45 minutes, early morning, 3:30. He travels and comes to his house, 4:30. 3 days in a week. Just to chant in the association of devotees. Sit in the association of whatever 15, 20, 30, I don't know how many devotees are there. Every day, 4:30, he comes traveling 45 minutes in Mumbai, busy life, just to chant Hare Krishna in the association of devotees. 32 rounds. Few devotees he was mentioning like that. One devotee was telling, since last 12 years, he has this vow. He will not take any grain or any eat anything till he finishes his prescribed number of rounds, 32 or whatever he chants every day. Such vows they take. Because they understand this. Brahmani adhaya karmani. Brahmani adhaya, one who fixes his consciousness on Supreme. Even while staying in the battle, he becomes completely peaceful. Therefore, the problem is not outside, problem is inside. Problem is one need to work on inner connection with the Supreme. And then we have the sixth chapter, Dhyana Yoga. Arjuna is thinking, I'll go to the forest, practice Dhyana Yoga and the whole thing. Krishna mentions many things about Dhyana Yoga. He says, you know what it takes to practice Dhyana Yoga? What a high level of mind control is required. What a high level of equanimity is required. Perfect celibacy is required. Celibacy. One cannot practice two things. Complete seclusion and complete brahmacharya is required to practice Dhyana Yoga. Who can practice? Nobody can practice in the modern age. And then he concludes the sixth chapter by always think of me. Last verse he says, what is the perfection of yoga? Yoginam api sarvesham madgatenantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yuktatamo mata. And then he says, yoginam api sarvesham, of all the yogis, the best is, wherever he is, in Mumbai city or in forests of Rishikesh. You see, Rishikesh is yoga capital. Capital of yoga. Practice yoga. He says, you are there or Mumbai or you go to New York. Anywhere you go. Brahmani Adhaya, one's consciousness is fixed on Supreme, is completely peaceful and in union with me. And he declares the path of Krishna consciousness as Supreme. Now, Chapter 1 to 6, he taught Karma Yoga. Do your duty. Please listen to this. Do your duty. Very clearly telling. Stay wherever you are. You are a brahmachari, do your duty. You are a grahastha, do your duty. Follow the rules of your ashram. Follow all the regulations of your ashram. Whatever is prescribed by shastras. No need to change that situation. But then what? So, living entity, he teaches how a living entity, please decide, how a living entity should work in this material world. Right? So, focus is should work in such a way that one gets liberated from this material world. So, focus is the other world. Work here, but keep your focus there. Like a mother who is working everywhere, but the focus is on the child. She always knows where the child is. And the last point says, how you will get liberation? Read the last line. Perform your prescribed duties. as a sacrifice for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. सब कुछ भगवान को अर्पण कर दो, आपकी शक्ति, आपका शरीर, आपका धन, आपका एंजॉयमेंट, एवरीथिंग ऑफर टू कृष्णा. सो द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन विल कम, व्हाट इज सो स्पेशल अबाउट कृष्णा? ऐसा क्या है कृष्ण में, सब कुछ उनके लिए, एवरीथिंग फॉर कृष्णा. देन चैप्टर 7-12 डिस्कसेस भक्ति योगा. What's so special in Krishna? Please read. That I can serve him and work for his pleasure. Two things, special in Krishna and special about bhakti. Aisa Krishna mein kya hai? What powers he has? Let us see what powers he has. Now I'll take you to bhakti yoga with a glance, just 5 chapters. 7, 9, 10 and 11. In these 4 chapters, very systematically, Lord Krishna establishes to Arjuna various points. What is the qualification required? How Lord is the source of all energies? How is the source of creation? How is the source of maintenance? How is the source of destruction? How is the source of all demigods? How is the source of Brahma Jyoti? How is the source of Virata Rupa? How is the source of all kind of incarnations? Systematically, he says. And people say Krishna is too proud. बहुत बोलते हैं लोग कृष्ण क्या इतना, I am this, I am that, I am that. Now imagine if you are giving a class. I am the wall. I am the pillar. I am the person who gives every penny in this temple. I am the person who cooked today's feast. I am the person who brought every grain of rice. I am the person. What else would you like to say? I am everything. And I am the one now giving class also. Do you understand? See how hardworking I am. And I am the one who dressed the deities. And I am the one who sang all the kirtans today. And I am the one who blessed all others who were doing everything. Unka bhi shrey le liya. Everything I am only doing. I. 10 chapter you read. People can't handle so much I. Why so much I? And that's where people get, nahi, mujhe nahi padhna Gita. Why so much I? People feel afraid. Krishna will take away everything. I. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. Sab kuch mujhse hi prakat hota hai. Matha sarvam pravartate. I pervade everywhere. Maya tatam idam sarvam. I am everywhere. Those people who are cleaning the temple, they are getting their shakti from me. Those matajis who are making garlands, getting the shakti from me. And those people who are in the govindas, they are getting the shakti from me. That's like too much. But they do not see, although Krishna is telling all this, with so much I, same Krishna is sitting on the chariot as a humble servant of Arjuna. Same Krishna did not speak all this till Arjuna inquired. Same Krishna never boasted throughout the life but became humble servant of all the Pandavas. Same Krishna became a messenger, a humble Shanti Dut for the Pandavas. They do not see that. They do not see Krishna's intervention as a servant, as a humble servant. Same Krishna stands on the altar and accepts our worship, whatever we do. Sometimes you offer bhog in time, sometimes you forget to offer bhog. Sometimes you dress, sometimes while dressing we do mistakes. Same Krishna. He is there affecting our service. But the point is, why Krishna is telling I. Krishna is telling because Arjuna is asked, 7, 9, 10, 11. Understand my powers to give faith. See, faith is required, right? Sometimes we tell people, you know, sometimes we all sometimes approach, let's take the example of Prahlad. What a faith he had. Hiranyakashipu asked, where is Krishna? Where is your Vishnu? Is he there in the pillar? Can you imagine we say in the lecture, he is there in the pillar, he is there in the wall, and somebody says, okay, show me. What? We can't show. Even somebody asks, have you seen God? Yes. Okay, show me. It's difficult. Even we have this doubt, will Krishna really come to help? Sometimes we chant Narasimha Arati, but with so much doubt, Narasimha Bhagavan will act or he will forget. But Prahlad had faith. Yes, he is there. The Lord appeared. That faith. Faith in holy name. Lord says, I am there in my holy name. I am non-different from my name. Naam aur mujh mein koi antar nahi hai. That faith. Krishna says, I am the one who give all the power to demigods. There was one person who was coming here and for 2 months he was going every day to Babulnath temple. He come Gopinath, Babulnath. So one day I said, there is a very important seva. Can you stay here and do the seva? No, no, Babulnath will get angry. You see, he was really worried Babulnath will get angry. He told me, fright on the on my face. Now, how do I convince him, you know, stay here, relax. Take it easy. He's giving a faith. Krishna, please chant my name. Nowadays, you know, sometimes people, devotees, you know, they like to name their child. Some people are very simple. Any name. One person came, give any name. He was talking to one devotee. Give any name. Any name you like. Bola, kya faith hai, you know, this person. Kuch bhi naam de do. But nowadays, even if devotees want to name their child, but the families do not accept. You know, all kind of names are famous. Every, what is the name? Shu, Ku, anything, you know. anything. I am wondering all these short names coming up. And you tell them, name Radha, such a old-fashioned name. Radha? Name Shama. Who? People will laugh at it. Shama Sundari? People will laugh at it. You name Gauranga? Gauranga? What kind of name is that? One person sent me a message, you know. He wanted to name his office. He said, Prabhuji, aisa naam do, Bhagawan ka bhi ho, lekin kisi ne na sunao. Bole, modern dikhna chahiye, modern bilkul. I said, so then I was wondering where to get a modern Lord's name. Of course, you know, Haridas Thakur, that discussion in Chaitanya Charitamrita comes, you know. If Lord's name you are chanting and just the one syllable comes. What is that? This is the word Ha Ram. You get the credit of chanting Ram. So I was wondering, should I name that kind of gift to the shop? Ha Ram. Like this. Should I name like this? And so then I knew that he has never heard of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He doesn't know what is the meaning. I said, name. Gauranga Technology. Something. I don't know what shop he had. And he said, Prabhu, that's a great name. And you know what he said? That's your name. I said, no, this is not my name. So, but sometimes families have this shyness. How can I name, use this name, not understanding the power of the holy name? And the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that how this holy name is so powerful. Even if one syllable comes, Lord give the credit. Lord give the credit. Somebody was giving too many abusive slang words. I told him, agar slang bhi use karna hai, toh aisa use karo ki Ram ka naam toh beech mein aaye. He said, ah, very good idea, very good idea. That became his favorite slang. So, you see, but faith. Krishna is telling in this point, who am I? What is my position? How I am the source of all powers? How everything emanates from me? How his name is non-different? Of all the yajnas I am chanting of the holy name. Sometimes you do yajna, you tell someone, oh, we will come and chant Hari Nam yajna. Nahi Prabhuji, Agni yajna hona hi chahiye. Lot of Agni comes out, everything becomes black, face becomes black till people don't understand. Kuch hua, kuch to hua. Sabko hila dala aapne. Pura building hil gaya. Nowadays, you know, we have this fire sirens in the temple. Even little temperature increases, everything goes on siren. So till that thing happens, person doesn't understand. Simple. Krishna is demanding in 7, 9, 10, 11. Who is Krishna? What is his power? And he's telling Arjuna, just relax and enjoy life with me. Enjoy life. King size. Enjoy. Krishna is there on the chariot, sitting there. Seven, I'm telling you, all these six chapters, only one thing. What's so special about Krishna. And what's so special about the process of bhakti? That is chapter 9th and 12th. What's so special? 8th, 9th and 12th, I would say. How to attain Krishna at time of death? And what's so special about death? Remembering Krishna. So important. Our head is, our brain is filled with so many impressions. Kitna kuch dekha hai, suna hai. All the junk which is filled up, all the junk food which we have eaten, all the, you know, many of people are not coming from vegetarian, pure food background. And then all the movies which we have seen and all the songs which we have heard. As soon as the word remember comes, Bhagavan ko yaad karna chahiye. Wo yaad sunte hi kaun kaun se gaane yaad aa jaate hain. Yaad teri aayegi, right? Everything comes out. So much is filled up there. Right? I was reading one book, you know. It was teaching. There's one place. Somebody gave me a teaching that how to play a particular tune of harmonium. And it is teaching Hare Krishna only. And below that, it was really written, and this is a very good tune of a film song. As soon as you play, you understand which song is this. Immediately all the yadein, you know, everything just comes fresh. Krishna is telling, antakale cha mam eva smaran muktva kalevaram. He is demanding that. Look at the kind of bhakti he is demanding. Oh, where is that? I think I don't have that verse. Yeah. He's telling, completely absorb your mind in me. Man mana bhava mad bhakto. Please recite. Man mana bhava mad bhakto. Madhya jimam namaskuro. Mam evaishyasi yuktvaivam. Atmanam matparayanam. How many of you have faith in Bhagavad Gita, by the way, which we are discussing right now? बाकी लोग को नहीं है क्या? We have plenty. This Bhagavad Gita which we are reading, I think it's Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur who compares it to a treasure chest. And he says, in this treasure chest, the upper case is Karma Yoga. The lower is Jnana Yoga, something like that. So middle is full of jewels, is Bhakti Yoga. Krishna has preserved His most precious instruction in the middle of Bhagavad Gita. Chupa ke rakha hai. Aur kya chupa ke rakha hai? Usme bhi, out of all the verses, one verse which is most dear to Krishna comes twice in Gita is this one. Man mana bhava mad bhakto. The goal of life is to increase absorption in Shri Krishna. To completely attach the mind to Shri Krishna. Therefore, somebody was telling, just see, Shri Prabhupada was so clear. What is the purpose of Krishna ISKCON movement? In 1944, he established this magazine and he named the magazine Back to Godhead. Very clear, he told. What is the goal? Back to Godhead. Back to Krishna. He named International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He was told, God Consciousness, if you say better. Shri Prabhupada said, no, Krishna Consciousness. Cultivate remembrance of Krishna. That is the goal. An intense remembrance of Krishna. We have many examples, kind of remembrance. One time, Shri Haridas Thakur, Namacharya, there was a snake charmer. He was charming a snake. When he was playing that music, immediately Haridas Thakur went in complete remembrance of Krishna's pastime. And he started exhibiting such ecstatic symptoms. Such absorption. Just heard the holy name. There was one exalted personality, one great in Mahaprabhu's Leela, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He's sitting on his beautiful, his sitting place, decorated with ornaments and beautiful dress and absolutely looking like a sense gratifier, enjoyer, a materialist. And one devotee, and this devotee comes and sings, a beautiful verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. What we are discussing, that what Krishna is demanding from us, man mana. He chants just one verse. Aho bakiyam stankalakutam jigham sayapyat ape asadvi lebhe gatim dhatrim uchitam tathanyam kamva dayalum sharanam vrajem. Just one verse. And that verse, अभी हम लोगों ने कितने वर्ष डिस्कस कर लिए, मन मना भव मत भक्तो दिस एंड दैट. जस्ट वन वर्स विच डिस्क्राइब्स दैट जिघांसया, वन एनवियस डीमन, डीमनस पूतना हु केम टू किल कृष्णा, मारने आई थी वो भगवान को. स्तन काल कूटम, पॉइजन लगाया था उसने स्तन पे. And what happened? Lebhe gatim dhatri. Lebhe gatim. Krishna thought that she has come to feed me, to nurse, to give milk. Marne hai to kya hua? Dut to de rahi hai. Ma ka bhumika to de rahi hai. Like a mother, she is providing milk. Lebhe gatim dhatri. He gave the position to putna of a nurse in his own abode. Ek shlok suna. How merciful Krishna is. How merciful Krishna's mercy, how his love and affection is. And that one verse, Pundarik Vidyanidhi immediately came in such remembrance, such ecstasy. He threw off everything, started crying, shedding tears, rolling on the ground, everything in disarray. What happened? Such remembrance, such attachment to Krishna, such absorption in the holy name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his previous, as a Sanskrit scholar, Nimai Pandit, he was teaching grammar. And his students asked him, what is the meaning of dhatu in Sanskrit? Kuch to he asked, some Sanskrit subject. And Mahaprabhu said, Krishna is the essence of everything. And then he went on describing everything about Krishna. And he went in such ecstasy. Remembering Krishna, chanting holy's name. Krishna is the beginning, Krishna is the end, Krishna is the middle, Krishna is everything. Such remembrance. And here when we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are thinking, Yaad teri aayegi. And the memory just goes tangent completely. And some filmy song comes in mind. Now I hope whole day you don't keep singing this song. I'm sorry for that. Krishna is demanding man mana bhav mad bhakto. If Srila Prabhupada's purport would not have been there, who would have told us such kind of goal of life? Such intense absorption, such intensity of chanting is required. And after, it's all actually, who would have read Bhagavad Gita and understood this? If Srila Prabhupada's purports would not have been there, if Srila Prabhupada's Gita would not have been there. It's a great responsibility to take this and share it with others. And after describing 12 chapters, then he goes to chapter 13 to 18. We will end soon. If you're getting restless, I'm sorry. Chapter 13 to 18. Please read this. What is chapter 13 to 18? Analyzing our entanglement in material world, which is preventing us to act for the pleasure of Supreme Lord. Gyan Yoga analyzes. Hum log kahan phas gaye hain? What is this material world all about? How we are caught up in this world? And Arjuna starts 13th chapter with a question. Prakritim purusham chaiva shetra shetragyam evacha etad veditum ichhami gyanam geyam cha keshava. I want to know these 6 points, Krishna. Please tell me. What is the answer to these 6 questions? What is Kshetra? What is Kshetragya? What is Purusha? What is Prakriti? What is Jnana? What is Gaya? Too technical. I will not go into details. Just an example. Kshetra, Kshetragya. What is field? What is knower of field? We know Krishna, but we need to know this world also. Right? Head in the sky, feet on the earth. We need to understand this world also. How many of you came this year on Janmashtami to this temple to take darshan? Janmashtami. Somebody was telling me. Now see how important it is to understand Kshetra. Kshetra is confusing sometimes. You see, you entered from that gate, from this side, the extreme right side. And then there was all these barricades, and you go like this, and like this, and like this, and then like this. And they automatically take you to the stairs. The front stairs, right? Everyone was entering from this stairs? I don't know. I think so. I was not in security, right? Everyone was entering here. And then they entered. And they're just following. Some crowd care people are there and they're just following here. Go like this. And then I think in temple also we had barricades and they come like this. Oh, first I think they keep shoes somewhere. Pick up shoes, right? Or that was the exit. I don't know. I don't remember how it was. But the point is, they came from one place. They put the shoes. Then they went all those barricades, took darshan, and the barricades were automatically guiding them and guiding them and guiding them and guiding them. And they realized suddenly shoes are back in their hand. And before they could realize, they were already out of temple. Some people were telling me they didn't realize when they entered in and when they were out. Any of you had this experience? Raise hands if you had, no? They didn't realize how this whole kshetra is functioning. How the whole field is functioning. And one fellow thought, he met someone there in the somewhere in one corner, and then he thought, I'll take darshan, I'll come back and meet the same fellow. But he didn't realize that before he could even think of coming back, he's already out from the back gate. I don't know, back to front or front to back, something. He was out. Very important to understand kshetra. Sometimes festivals we have confusion. Like I always like this story somebody told me. Pushya Abhishek or Sharad Purnima. You know, sometimes in our temples. So at one time in all the festivals there was a big prasadam. But when the crowd increased. It's difficult to serve prasadam out there. So one festival we decided. So one festival we invited one guest. And this young boy. And he thought, oh, festivals, they distribute so many items. They have, you know, ragda patties, and they have paneer makhanwala, and then they have halwa, and then they have sometimes two sweets. There were days when we had two sweets. And then we had sometimes two sabjis, and farsan, and two kinds of rice. And kupal me nahi lagta us din. That was the system. So he thought, let me take my whole family. The whole family came first time. And then he thought, do-tin member nahi aaya, unke liye tiffin bhi leke jata hun. And he brought tiffin and he brought the full family and he came in, and he took darshan and then he went down ready with his tiffin, polythene and family, chalo, abhi maja aayega, prasad milega and we will have lot of fun. And before he could realize, same thing, he entered from one side and then he was out from other side and near Dalvi hospital. Coconut burfi was being distributed. And the family was shocked. Hey, you brought us saying, because new people come for the feast, right? Some of you might have come, I don't know about that. New people come for feast. And that's how we hook in new people. Okay, come in. Nothing harm, right? You attract them to Krishna. You have to give a medicine. Give somehow. Use any trick. And coconut burfi. So kshetra. So kshetra can be bewildering. Right? And another point about kshetra. Sometimes a person might be thinking, I am the owner of my house. I am the owner of my house. Everything happens. I am the kshetrajna. I am the purusha. I am the controller. But then suddenly they realize, Narendra Modi is the Purusha. Something happens. Suddenly Purusha is someone else. And everything is. All the plans change. Everything change. Similarly in Arjuna's life. He's asking this question. Purush kaun hai? Main hu aap hai. Is kshetra kya hai? Ye body kya hai? Ye body ka controller kaun hai? Gaya kya hai? Gyan kya hai? I spoke so much gyan in first chapter. I said this shastra says this, this shastra says this, this shastra says this. And you said I am a fool? What is gyan? I want to know. And with that it starts. And Krishna in 14th, 16th, 17th and 18th chapters very systematically explains how we are entangled in this material world. How the three modes, sattvagun, rajagun and tamogun, are entangling us. How the food, our action, our knowledge, our determination, everything is in three modes. Sometimes very determined, sometimes determination in the mode of ignorance. Food is in the three modes. Right? People, sometimes we do not understand how much food influences us. One young boy comes to our temple and since 1.5-2 years coming, and then I was telling, then his mother came. And mother is telling, kya training de rahe hain aap? Kya training de rahe hain? Kuch change ho raha hai? Kuch badal raha hai? He's such an angry person. Gets angry all the time. I said, what are you feeding him? What are you feeding him at home? All the problem, I am responsible. All the problem, those person who are training are responsible. 17, 18, 19 years, you are feeding. You have all kind of strange culture at home. You are, foods are in three modes. Association is three modes. Place is in three modes. It affects us. It's a big subject I'm not discussing. Everything affects our consciousness. And it entangles us. And therefore it becomes so difficult to practice bhakti. And then, 15th chapter also, he talks about entanglement. And finally in 18th chapter, he concludes with the same verse, which was spoken in 9th verse. And he says, man mana bhava mad bhakto, madhya jimam namaskuro, mame vaishyasi satyam te, prati jani priyosime, sarvadharman parityajya, mame kam sharanam vraja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo, mokshayishyami mashucha. Surrender all your work unto me. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam. Just take shelter of me. Chant the holy names. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo ma shucha. Do not worry. Do not take anxiety. All your black money, white money. Keep it aside. While chanting, I am not saying whether black money will be taken care or not. That is different area. But the point is, keep it aside. Those anxieties for time being. Just chant. Ma Shucha. Just focus on the holy name. And Arjuna says, after hearing this Gita, what is the effect? Nashta moho smritir labdhva. Tvat prasadad me achyuta. Sthitosmi gata sandeha. Karishya vachanam tava. Nasht moho. My moho has been destroyed. My illusion has been destroyed. The cause of anxiety, stress, problems is not outside world. It's all inside world. If the inside world is cured, in the biggest of the troubles, one can be extremely peaceful. One can be completely at ease. And one can easily make one's way back home, back to Krishna. Even if you do not understand Gita, just read it again and again and again. And as consciousness gets purified, I was told there are two Matajis, I don't know if they are here. Every day they read 6 chapters together. 3 days, full Gita over. Since last 1 year they are doing. Now they have already 100 times Gita. They have faith. Read again and again and again. It purifies the heart. Even if today, because of my poor explanation, you could not understand, no problem. Read Srila Prabhupada's purports. They will reveal everything. Take shelter of this Gita and transcend this material world. Instead of always being in the mode of shok, moha and bhaya, always being fearful, insecure, always being in illusion, always under lamentation, complaining about the world outside, let us cure the world inside and read this divine knowledge which has been given, which is called as Bhagavad Gita. Instead of singing songs, Yaad Teri Aayegi, sing Bhagavad Gita. Memorize Bhagavad Gita. You know, some people I told, I said, memorize Bhagavad Gita. They go, so they are reading. Within 1 week, one chapter over, so fast.
memorizing, and it's so purifying.
Therefore, it is called Bhagavad Gita because we like songs. Sing this song, song of God.
Jai Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai Hare Krishna.